And in him we live, we move, and we have our being. Just check this mic. All right, I think this is working. We'll find out soon enough, I'm sure. All right, well, greetings to you guys all over the world and all of that you're doing right now as you continue to follow the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth, to look to him, the author and the finisher of your faith, and to seek his guidance in what is a pretty challenging window and season to be here on this earth, because we definitely are in a time of immense trouble, immense tribulation, immense struggles that people have to exist, to be around each other. There's peace has been taken from the earth. My gosh, everybody's at each other's throats for the smallest things. It's pretty amazing, actually, when you consider what our world has turned into and how quickly people take things the wrong way, how fast that just basic decency has gone out the window. It's really quite shocking. But, you know, that's kind of what we're in the middle of right now. And, you know, it's a time where you got to be mindful and you've got to be aware of circumstances and situations that are going on around you. Now, in the middle of that, pray, you know, seek the Lord's face, and he's going to direct you, he's going to lead you, he's going to guide you, he's going to show you what you need to do and how you need to do it. And Jesus will show you and reveal how to go through all of the things that are going on and all of the things that you face on every side, but you've got to get your direction from him. And, you know, there's a lot of options out there. There's a lot of people that are trying to instruct. Jesus said, many will come in my name. You know, many will come. So basically, a lot of people are going to show up and pretend to be the Messiah. A lot of people are going to show up pretending to be the Savior, pretending to have the answer to your problems, the solution. But really, there's only one answer, and that's Jesus. Really, there's only one solution, and that's Christ. And if you call out to him, he's the one that can help you. He's the one that can save you. He's the one that can lead you, direct you, deliver you. You know, I had an experience just yesterday. Had a chance to, you know, pray with somebody who's been under tremendous spiritual attack, demonic attack, and you know, just I won't go into too many of the details, except just to say that, you know, that the power of God is very much there when you make yourself available to God to do whatever it is that he wants to do. He will work through you. The thing is it's not our role to go out and save the world. Jesus Christ is the Savior. Well, our role is to be available and let God direct you where he wants you to go. Let God direct you where he's working on somebody, where somebody else is being quickened and being drawn to him. Because there's a huge difference between you doing something in your own strength, your own power, your own understanding, and God doing something through you where he knows. The head knows. He knows what needs to be done. He knows what is necessary. He knows who he's leading and who he's drawing, and you just make yourself available for that purpose. And if you do that, you're going to be in a much, much, much better place. And you're going to see your work and your labors be for purpose and be for reason. Because I think a lot of times what happens is we create our own things in our own minds. We create our own rules, our own standards, our own guidelines to give ourselves meaning and reason and some sort of consistency. But many times we create our own box and God's not in that box. You know, many times we structure our own thing, but it's not him. So you've got to let those things go because, all right, here's one. And since we're in Suicide Prevention Month. This is important. But is expectations. You know, people are given a false construct, a false set of expectations of what life is and what life should be, and then the rug's pulled out from under them and their expectations are not met. And that leads to sorrow and to depression and to a lot of other things that are awful in the human mind. Now, some of that is the setup of the world's design. So where did we get this thought? Where did we get this idea that certain things should or should not happen? Where did we get this construct of what a perfect life is or what a perfect world is? You know, and you see what I'm saying? Because in these expectations, well, unmet expectations is a great form of grief, great form of resentment. But sometimes dig down and say, where did the expectation come from? And then also what that does so often is it ties us to the past or some anticipation of the future, and you can never be present. So in this moment right now, do you have everything that you need? You know, in this moment right now, is every one of your needs met? This immediate moment, not even talking 5 minutes from now, talking right now in this moment as you're listening, is what you need, do you have what you need? And for the child of God, yes. You know, right now, I've got, you know, there's food to eat, there's something to drink, there is a roof over my head, clothes on my back, air to breathe, and reason and purpose, and blessing of God to be involved with and do certain things. So, you know, yeah. You know, and in this moment, right now, sharing this word with you in purpose. So is anything lacking in I am? You know, for me, that answer is no. But when the world draws you into expectation, now, you know, it can set up the situation for sorrow, for misery. And you know what? There's always going to be some reason for you to be happy and some reason for you to be sad. You know, there's all because of expectation and because of also, because, you know, like, it's interesting. I've had the chance to, by God's design, meet people on every single strata of life, you know, from the absolute poorest that this world has had as far as people to arguably some of the richest in this world. I mean, I'm talking, you know, massive wealth. And not just one or two, but a number of them. And a lot of stuff in between. And, you know, it's kind of like unless you have it within you, unless you have that joy that comes from inside, there's no resolve and no peace in anything in the world, and your natural situation can, I know people that just, whatever the natural situation is, their peace and their joy is secondary to that. You know, it comes from a different place. Now, here's the thing. You can create a lot of stress in your life by being in a difficult financial situation. You can, you know, there's a lot of stress that comes from being in a bad health situation. Bad living situation. Those are external stressors. And, you know, the book of Proverbs gives a lot of advice and help for how to deal with certain things like that. And you can work towards, you know, and God will help you work towards a better situation as much as possible. But your life and your peace is not contingent on your external situation. what you have in the bank. You can have joy and peace, and a lot of things can be amazing when you're in the right spot in your spirit. And also, the other side of that is, if you're in the wrong spot in your spirit, you can have all the stuff and just be miserable. You know, I remember I had a friend that used to work on a private yacht, one of these massive ones. It was owned by a very rich, very, very rich man. And this woman that was on this, the wife of this man, was extremely nasty, according to her. So much so, she would buy these brand new designer dresses. You know, each one of them was thousands of dollars, $7,000-$8,000, like that. And she would wear them once, and just to make sure that nobody else could ever wear those dresses after she had worn them once, she would take a pair of scissors and cut them up. You know, I mean, just that kind of something inside of a person. So, I mean, you get the idea, right? There's no contentment, no peace, no joy, no happiness, no anything in a person like that. In fact, because a lot of the pursuits of the world, to make it, you got to make it. Well, there's a reason why so many of these billionaires want to blow their brains out. It's because they've made it and it's empty. So now it's the drugs, the alcohol, the pursuits. This is where also the trafficking, and also the trafficking of children, innocent children. You know, besides the satanic initiations that take place, one of the few ways that they can feel anything, for those that are in those circles, and that are have power and in a lot of ways are above the laws of many of these countries in the world, but one of the ways that they get some semblance of some sort of feeling at all is to hurt and to harm an innocent. You know, they get a pop from that. Yeah, it's pretty horrific, you know, the things that go on in and around us in the world that we live in. Now, by God's design, you're able to hear this, and you're also able to action and do something about what's there and what's around you. So when you act, do what it is that the Father gives you to do. When you pray, let the Spirit lead you in how to pray, because your prayers, brothers and sisters, your prayers are powerful. And this is also, too, why the enemy works so hard to keep you from praying. Because when he can keep you from praying, you're not moving in the power that God has put in you. And you're being... you're being crushed. But when you pray and you exercise your spiritual muscles, when you pray and you Jesus even said, when you pray, you know, don't be like these guys and try to make a big show and all the rest of that. You know, go into your closet and pray, and your Father that sees what's done in secret will reward you openly. So God's already given us instructions. It's not if you pray, it's when you pray. You know, when you fast, not if you fast, when you fast. And you know what? These things also, too, this is a side note, but, and this is not the reason that we do it, but there's incredible benefits to your body and to your physical being when you engage in these spiritual instructions that God has given you. When you pray, it regulates the mind, it calms the body, it brings everything into unison. When you fast, I mean, now there's more and more and more science coming out about the benefits of fasting, about the benefits to the body of fasting. You know, where, I mean, it's there's been this massive push by the food industry more than anything to get people to consume volume and volume of food. But when you fast, and now here's something about fasting, okay? Fasting is not dieting, all right? Those are two different things. You know, when you fast, what you're doing is you're setting aside this natural subsistence, this natural food, for the purpose of focusing that energy, that time, on a spiritual pursuit. So it's not just skipping a meal, all right, or meals, or whatever it is that you may be doing, however it is that God's leading you to do that. It's not just the food aspect, it's the spiritual pursuit. And when you pursue God in that way, He blesses it. But there's, because what happens too is it brings the body into subjection more and more to the Spirit and the spiritual pursuit and the direction and the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, so often for us, it's just, you want to be in this place where the Spirit of God can flow through you. As you're doing that, as you're fasting, as you're praying, now you're tuning yourself, you know, in line with His Spirit. You're doing what you can to just maximize the free flow of God in and through you. You know that He's the one that does the work, and these are just some things that you can and should do that will it's like sharpening the axe, right? It's like sharpening the axe. I'm trying to remember which president of the United States they said this, but he, I want to say Abraham Lincoln, but it might have been George Washington or Jefferson. But he said, if I had 6 hours to cut down a tree, I'd spend the first 4 hours sharpening the axe. Point taken. You know, I mean, there's a reason that even Jesus showed us in the earthly life that He lived. I mean, He spent, even from His childhood, time reading, studying, asking questions, you know, learning. God was drawing Him and showing and modeling how we respond to the drawing of the Holy Spirit. You know, learning, spending that time, sharpening Himself so that when the time would come that He would now move forward in His position and in His call and in His purpose and in God's purpose for Him, when He would do that, everything would just be honed and ready. And God wants that for His people. He wants the people that have made themselves ready. You know, anybody that spends time in perfecting a skill, you as you keep going, that just gets better and better and better, and the crafting gets better. You want that. You don't want to be slack in the things of the kingdom. Now, you know, I know that we're in this, and I believe it's a timely thing that our buddy Zeph has called for with the Suicide Prevention Month. And, you know, I think we're going to be talking a little bit more about that too. Just some things that will be useful and helpful. But because this is really, I mean, there's a lot of people that they're looking for an exit. You know, they're looking for a way out. But, you know, one thing is you let the Spirit of God lead you and guide you. As you move in purpose, and as you move in who it is that God wants you to be, that is, there's something about being what God made you to be that will, a lot of those other things will kind of melt off. Because, or if they do come, there'll be external attacks. They'll come from the enemy, but it's, you just push through those because you're in purpose. And God wants that for His people. So, you know, this is a learning and an application piece. And as we move forward, and we need to be moving forward right now because there's a lot to be done, You know, the fields are wide unto harvest. There's a lot to be done, and the workers need to get to it. So our God bless you guys.